Is there any excuse for an adult not to get an A out of life? So when you go to work, is there any excuse for you not to be an A manager? Is there any excuse for your store not to be an A store? Is there any excuse for you to go home and not be an A husband? Is there any excuse for you not to be an A wife or a mom or a dad? Is there any excuse? Because we're not in middle school anymore. We're not in high school anymore. So on report card day, I came home and I would sit down with my mom and dad and I would make excuses about my C. Well, mom, you know, I don't like the teacher, mom, and the teacher doesn't like me. That's why she gave me a C. You know, my mom would say, that teacher didn't give you nothing. You earned a C. Nobody can stop you but you. A C student can justify anything, and the worst part about it, they can believe the excuse.
So I'm here because when I tell you about breakthrough, I'm not talking about something I read, a college course. I'm talking about I've been through it. So here's the first thing I want y'all to know. This is the year of the breakthrough. This is the year of the what? This is the year of the what? This is the year of the what? Act like you hear me. This is the year of the what? This is the year of the what? Act like it. It's hard when you're in a library and you study it and you read and you take the test and you get a 55. That's hard. So what I want you to understand about the breakthrough is that 90% is work, but the last 10%, that's fight. But you mean to tell me I'm going to every class and I'm still failing? You mean to tell me I'm reading every paper, I'm still failing? That's the hard part. The breakthrough is the hardest part because the breakthrough is not about the X's and O's. The breakthrough is not about the weight room. The breakthrough is not about studying the plays. The breakthrough, that last 10%, is all mental toughness. The last 10%, the breakthrough is not about being better than them. You're already better than them. You're just not better than them mentally. The breakthrough, I'm gonna break these boys. Why? Because where they come from, they couldn't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning if they wanted to. They smarter than me. They come from privilege. They got the language, they got the code, they got the rules, they grew up in it, but they will not get up earlier than me. They will not put out more content than me. Beast mode, 1, 2, 3, beast mode, 1, 2, 3, beast mode. I beast mode my way to number one.
My father taught me something very valuable. But you know what? You will dwell in what you dwell on. You will dwell in what you dwell on. What you dwell in, you dwell on. So can I give you a little bit of advice? Make sure your value system is good. Make sure your value system makes sense. People say all the time, well, what's most important to you? God, family, work? And I know what you're gonna write down, but it's gotta be real in your heart. Does that make sense? What was in my heart was sports, and that's no lie. My father said, redo your value system, son, and screw it up. I redid it the next day. I said, Dad, you ready? Okay, Dad, I'm gonna graduate college in 4 years. I'm gonna play in NBA. I'm gonna make more money in business than I did in sports. You know what my father said? I like it, son. I like it. I want you to take those goals out and look at them every single day. Before I knew it, that 2.1 turned into a 2.9. And I realized, you know what? I could have had a 3.0 easy if I would have taken advantage and been a little bit more mature in my past life. Some of you guys used to be immature in your past life. Now you're not in middle school anymore. You're not in high school. Childhood is over, would you agree? And grown men and grown women think a certain way, operate a certain way, and have a certain mindset and mentality. I want you to understand you are a part of a legacy. You've heard about your mom's story, you heard about your dad's story, now it's time for you to build your story. But I busted my butt for you, son. I busted my butt. I went back to college for you, son. I got educated for you, son. Everything I do is for you, son. See, right now, I want you to understand you are a part of a legacy. Many of you guys, your mom made sacrifices for you. Your dad made sacrifices for you. Now it's time for you to grab the bull by the horns and impact your legacy. Is everybody with me? Don't look at me like that. Some of you guys have been defeated already in your life.
You're saying to yourself, you know what, I got a GED, nobody wants me. I used to be an alcoholic, nobody wants me. My own father used to tell me I was no good, nobody wants me. I'll just work this little dead-end job and we'll figure out what's next, because I don't have anywhere to go. Some of you guys can relate to what I'm saying. Somehow, some way, you've disqualified yourself. I work with so many people and I can relate to it. Nobody can beat you but you. Nobody can stop you but you. But the worst thing you can do is disqualify yourself. Now I'm 50 years old. I got a wife. I got kids. I got mortgages. I got bills. School is over. That's all about the real deal right now. You guys with me? Your mom and dad have this story. Your grandfather, your grandmother has his and her story. Now you are building your story. I was at a track meet one day, and I was watching a 4x1 relay. And I love a 4x1 relay, because that first sprinter takes off with the baton in their hand, and they run as hard as they can, as fast as they can, and when they get to the next athlete, they yell, stick! And the next athlete takes off running, but they reach back. They just reach back a little bit. Then they run as hard as they can, as fast as they can, for 100 meters, and they yell, stick! And it's so important to make a successful handoff, because if you don't make a successful handoff, you are disqualified. And the next athlete's turn is to run as hard as you can, as fast as you can, and then they yell, stick! And they hand it to the anchor. That anchor is Carl Lewis. That anchor is Flo-Jo. That anchor, you Usain Bolt. And that last 100 meters, whoa, they come around that curve, and all you hear is elbows and form, and they come down and cross that finish line. Oh! So I was at this track meet, and I saw them handing this baton. Stick! 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 Your father might be from Russia. Your grandfather might be from Cuba, Colombia. I don't know where they're from, but let me tell you something. At some point, they're gonna yell, stick! And that baton's in your hand. So we don't have time to be silly anymore, would you agree? We don't have time to play games anymore, would you agree? You gotta get that baton in your hand. You gotta run as hard as you can, as fast as you can. And every day in that car in the morning, my dad would just talk to me. Like, son, I'm from Tennessee, son. Education is very valuable. You cannot devalue education where you, education is important, son. That's the way out. Education, working hard, education, getting trained. Smart families are training and development organizations masquerading as a family.
We break through and we break them. So everybody always asks me, E.T., what was it like being homeless? I don't remember. What was it like eating out of trash cans? I don't remember. I ain't on that. Let me tell y'all the hardest part of my life. The hardest part of my life was not being homeless. I ain't had no dreams or no goals. I didn't want nothing. Eating out of trash cans wasn't the hardest thing I've ever done. The hardest thing I ever did was get my GED, go to college, study every doggone day and still fail. That's hard. That's hard. When you writing a paper for 3-4 weeks, you turn it in and you still get a 2.0. That's hard. It's hard when you're in a library and you're studying and you read and you take the test and you get a 55. That's hard. So what I want you to understand about the breakthrough is that 90% is work, but the last 10%, that's fight. Listen to me. You don't get a breakthrough by working. You get a breakthrough when you fight. And I had to fight. I had to stay up all night. I didn't get them with talent. I didn't beat them with talent. I looked at their weaknesses and I said, boom, they will not outwork me. I'll go quicker, I'll go harder, I'll go longer, I'll go faster. Beast mode, 1, 2, 3.
Beast mode.
1, 2, 3.
Beast mode.
1, 2, 3.
Beast mode.